USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The White House is backing the right of people to peacefully protest in China. Protesters in multiple cities have demonstrated against China's zero-COVID policy in recent days. Scott Kennedy is a senior advisor with the Center for Strategic and International Studies. He tells CNN China's COVID policies are not helping.
There is no way to end zero COVID quickly without inducing a lot of illnesses. And so the government is really in a bind of its own making. And so it's not clear exactly how this is going to end quickly.
As the crisis on our U.S.-Mexico border continues, some U.S. Air Marshals are being reassigned to help with the southern border by the Department of Homeland Security. Texas Republican Congressman Tony Gonzalez says illegal immigrants who don't qualify for asylum should not be in the United States.
House Republicans are the only thing standing in the way of this administration continuing down these failed policies. We got to continue to put pressure on them to have just real tangible solutions.
That audio courtesy of Fox News, illegal immigrants who are applying for asylum are awaiting their hearings in the United States rather than in Mexico. After a health scare a few weeks ago, a comedian is back making people laugh.
Jay Leno is back on the stand-up comedy stage after suffering second and third degree burns in a garage fire. Leno performed in front of a packed house Sunday night at the Comedy and Magic Club in Hermosa Beach, California. His return comes about 2 weeks after he was badly burned while working on one of his vintage cars. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
Things are once again hopping in Washington, D.C. as Congress is back in session. This is USA Radio News.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
Mike Capel here, serial entrepreneur with words from another happy payroll customer.
Well, it's very easy to use. From the login and the setup was extremely easy. I didn't have to call anyone for help. I was able to do it on my own. And I love the fact that I can lend my payroll and print my pay stubs, and then you guys do all of the filing for me. So I get a quarterly report that everything's been filed on my behalf, and then at the end of the year, I can print out my W-2s. So I use you guys. I tell everybody, it's the easiest thing I've ever done. Why anybody doesn't use y'all, I don't know.
Visit us at PatriotSoftware.com. Use promo code RADIO and get 2 months of payroll free. That's PatriotSoftware.com.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
The Buffalo supermarket mass shooter pleaded guilty to all charges in Erie Court on Monday, including charges of hate-motivated terrorism and first-degree murder. Defense attorney Brian Parker says his client's plea ensures there will not be a state court trial.
Today our client pled guilty to every count of the indictment, with the full knowledge that he will spend the rest of his life in prison with no chance of parole.
He adds his client does not intend to appeal. In October, 61 Border Patrol agents were assaulted along the southern border in 48 incidents, the most in any month since the start of fiscal year 2020. Just 28 assaults on agents at the southern border were reported last October and 16 in October 2021. The trend appears to be heading in the wrong direction altogether. In fiscal year 2022, 539 agents were assaulted, up from 441 in 2021 and 359 in 2020. The vast majority of the assaults were rocking incidents in which smugglers or illegal immigrants threw rocks or dropped boulders on agents on patrol. Texas Governor Greg Abbott is sending all necessary resources to Houston to deal with the boil water notice. City officials issued the notice on Sunday after a power outage that affected 3 water treatment plants. It's expected to be lifted Tuesday. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download at iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.